same sort of thing that Nixon had.
Yeah.
Blood clotting.
Yeah, that's what the doctor called it, flea bitis. It ain't nothing but a sore in your vein that blocks your blood from flowing back in your legs or anything like it. Of course, it goes to your heart, brain, and kill you instant.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. It's like you shot a man with a gun.
Well, I guess you can live with it then.
In other words, you can you take medicine and cure that, and you, in other words, you all right then, you take it again. Mm-hmm. Of course, you can't stand up too long.
Yeah, what?
Can't stand up very long.
Oh, yeah.
The more you keep it elevated while you guys, the better off you are.
I guess that hampers your circulation or something like that.
Yeah.
If you stand up.
Yeah. See, I've had my legs three times in each leg.
Three times in each leg?
Yeah.
Is that a painful sort of thing?
First time I had it, I didn't sleep none for nearly a week with it.
Mm.
And my leg elevated up and everything else. Eventually, I got a hot pad and put under it.
Mm-hmm.
And got ease with it.
Yeah.
But now they've come a long way to that medicine. They give you something in a week's time, you don't know you had it. The last two times I had it, they just give me some antibiotics and knocked it right out.
Yeah. Well, is that flea bitis, does that cause a sharp kind of pain or just a dull aching sort of pain or what?
Well, it's dull aching pain. It's just something that you can't sleep with.
Yeah.
You can't rest with.
Yeah.
Your legs fall up and get tight, you can't seem like you're bust.
Have you had any trouble with anything else besides that?
That's all.
Yeah. Yeah, I came up with something just a few years ago that surprised me. I had one of these kidney stones, you know?
Oh, yeah. Now, wait a minute. I said to him, but I had one of them.
You had one of those? I thought I was too young to have a kidney
stone. I would think so, too.
Doggone, I sure had one.
Couldn't get away from it either, could you?
Man. Tell you what, I have never hurt that badly before. I didn't think such pain existed. It really hurt.
You know the best thing in the world for that.
What is that?
I lived about 6 miles east. I was balled in the hospital, Dr. R.B. His two brothers, two sons were doctors, and they're all a good friend of mine. They told me to go on Tupelo and have it cut out. Well, I told myself, I'm easy. I'm going home. I just took me some, sweated out two lemons every night and every morning a glass of warm water and made it strong lemonade to drink that. I ain't never felt it since. And I went to war. That'll help you as much as anything you can get for that kidney stone. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know. I never really had, they never really recovered the stone or anything. They said it was just little crystals instead of a big stone. And my doctor seemed to think it was caused by, too much uric acid in your system. And you can take medication to keep that uric acid down.
You ain't a big milk drinker. That's what they told me, milk.
No, I don't like milk at all. I used to
live on stuff, and that's the reason they told me that milk caused mine.
Is that right?
I quit drinking milk.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess things that have a high acid content
bother
me. That and drinking too many carbonated drinks,
Yeah.